It's time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus. You've got Dave Hokanson with you, and in studio with me this morning, I've got Superintendent Lance Hatch from the Carbon School District. He wants to talk a little bit about the upcoming school year. How are we this morning?
Doing great. Thank you for letting me come.
Oh, anytime. And I can't believe school's ready to start already.
Yeah, it sure is coming up quick, and we're scrambling to make sure we're ready, but we will be ready a few more days. So
don't feel bad. The parents are too.
Yeah, right.
It'll all be okay, right? So school kicks off on Monday morning, correct?
That's right.
And you've got a few things that you kind of want to touch base and kind of maybe give people a little bit of insight as to some of the new things that are going on in the district this year.
Yeah, we want to just inform the public on a few things. One of them is working with the school board, we are going to be sending out a survey to the public, and we're going to try and do it in a lot of different ways, you know, back to school nights, parent-teacher conferences, but also we want to hear from people who don't have kids in school. So we're going to look at possibly a mailing. The survey will be on our website that people can access, but this is a way for the school board to get some input from the public on a very difficult issue, and that's aging buildings in our aging facilities in our school district. We recognize that we're in a difficult economic time in Carbon County, and the idea of increasing taxes is not popular, but at the same time we have some needs that can only be addressed through property taxes. And so we have Helper Middle School that was built in 1936, and it can't continue to function as a school for much longer. We also have the high school that was built in 1960, and it's in good shape structurally, but it's outdated. We have portables behind it, which make it almost impossible for us to secure the building. With kids going back and forth constantly there. We have the office that's in the middle of the building, which isn't optimal for the day that we live in and the safety issues and concerns that we have with securing facilities. So just a lot of issues that need to be addressed, but it takes money.
Right, and you need the input.
Right.
And that's the one thing that people need to understand is that you're getting the opportunity to give your input on something, and these buildings are getting older. Mm-hmm. I went to Helper Middle School when it was just Helper Junior High back in the 80s, and it was old then.
Right.
And it's still a great building, it's still a great school, but it does need some, something needs to happen with Helper Middle.
Right. I was talking to my wife, and she said that back when she was in school, the same conversation was going on back then. And we can't keep kicking the can down the road. We've
right.
got to, take the bull by the horns and do something, whether it's, if the public, comes back and says under no circumstances would we want to see an increase in taxes, then that tells us what we need to do, that we need to look at other options because that facility can't continue. But we're not talking at, a 700% increase like we were. We're talking, a 19% increase in what the district, the school district, assesses for property tax, which is only part of the property tax. So it's not a huge amount that we're talking about. So that would be one proposal. Another one would be about half of that, about 9%, to do one project. So we could do two projects or one project or no projects, but we need the public to weigh in.
Get some kind of an input on that. Okay, you also said you had something about a new attendance policy.
Yeah, we House Bill 132 that was signed by the governor in March requires that we have a tiered plan for addressing attendance issues. Research is showing that if someone misses 10% of the school year, regardless of what the reason is, sports or family, vacations or whatever, it doesn't matter what they're missing school for. If they miss 10%, it's going to have a negative impact on their learning and their academics. So we're not going to differentiate between excused absences and unexcused absences. We're going to intervene regardless. And so we just want the public to know that it's a slight change in how we've approached it before. Before, parents felt like if they called in and excused their child, then that was the end of it. And they could do that 90 times. In some cases, that's an actual number. and we're looking at it differently. We're just saying an absence is an absence, and when students are absent up to 10% of whatever time it is. So if we've been in school for 2 weeks and a student's been gone for 2 days, that's 10%, and we're going to start intervening.
Well, and I think that's an important thing that they always say is you can't learn if you're not there.
That's right.
And so it is important that your child is at the school, and like you said, an absence is an absence. It doesn't matter if it's an excused absence or an unexcused absence.
Right.
So I think that that's a kind of a step in the right direction as far as, helping with the development and the educational part of what you guys are doing. That's what you're there for.
Exactly. And you hit the nail on the head. We have a job to do, but we can't do it if the kids aren't there. So,
all right. Another exciting thing, because that's kind of the world that we live in, is Carbon School District has an app now.
Yes. We want everybody to pull out their phones, unless you're driving, and go to the app store, type in Carbon School District, and you'll see that we have an app. It's a great app. It's not complicated. It just has calendar and news. You can go in and select which schools, or even just one school, that you want to see their calendar. It will also send you notifications on your phone. So let's say you have a student at Castle Heights Elementary, and they're having a back-to-school night, and you didn't know about it, but you get a notification on your phone now saying, hey, there's back-to-school night tonight. So it's a really great thing. We're excited about it. It's going to help us to communicate, I think.
And like I said, that seems to be the world that we live in. My wife and I were just talking, and even though school doesn't start till Monday, I mean, my kids are in marching band, and it's already started.
Yes.
So they're gone like every night this week, and it's hard to kind of schedule things. So it's nice to have that calendar at your fingertips and know what's going on and when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Up till now, and this is all powered through our new website, but up till now, the schools have been a little spotty on putting their stuff on that. But we're insisting that become their official calendar that they use for everything. So it's going to work well, I think.
All right. And you also wanted to talk about school community councils. And to me, we talked a little bit before. This is very important. If people want to know what's going on at their school, if they want to have some sort of a say in what's going on at their schools, you need to get out and you need to participate in these things. And that's what they're there for, the school community councils.
That's right. So school community councils are elected by, the parents. School community councils are designed so that there's more parents than there are school staff. And these are the people who decide how trust land money is spent in the school. So, and that's a significant budget that increases every year. And the other thing that people might not understand is that occasionally the school board, when they need to make a decision and they want to hear from people, they will ask questions to the school community council, and they will, and the principals will report back, here's what our parents think about that issue. That, and every school wrestles with different issues and things, and the school community council is the go-to committee to vet those issues and to come up with solutions and brainstorm how we can solve them. So we just want to get the word out that a lot of times principals are begging people to participate in that council. And we just encourage anyone who is interested and who wants to have a voice in what's happening in their school, contact the principal and let them know that you would like to participate in the school community council. They will, after they faint, they will be very grateful, and they'll make sure that you're participating.
That's right, because it doesn't happen very often.
No.
And that's, like I said, that is the most important thing, is get out and be involved. Be involved in your child's education, and this is the best opportunity that you have to do that. Gives you a say as to what's going on in the school and at the district level, and you know, it kind of makes your voice heard, and then you know what's going on also. That's very important. Very important.
That's right. And you have, each individual has a network, so we would benefit from your network. So when you go and talk to your friends and your family about the issues, and you bring back those ideas, it just helps us to make better decisions, and we would appreciate more participation there.
All right, so that is Superintendent Lance Hatch. Thank you for stopping by today. It's time to get ready for school.
Yes, thank you. We're very excited. It's going to be a great school year.
All right. So for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.